The president of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, Paula Panga, has reiterated NAS' commitment to help rectify problems its members have encountered with their salaries. He said the team is working hard to come out with some information to meet key executives of NAS on Tuesday. He, however, could not tell whether the problems encountered were from the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission or the Accountant General's Department. He spoke to Abraham Asare.
NAS is not silent. We have a team busy working around the clock to come out with some information for us to get in touch with our teachers, meet the executive committee of NAS on Tuesday. I know that we are on top of issues and we will not disappoint our members.
Well, you say you're on top of issues, but your members do not think so. They are asking for your help.
I think they are right, because when you take note of the distortions, take note of the error that we have identified on the ground affecting teachers across the country, you will know that the situation is real. And I've stated also that the Honorable Minister of Education also agreed with us. When you have a situation where tension is very high, you can be sure that your members will definitely not take it kindly.
Are they right in asking that you executives have not be banned out of office?
I've said that when tension is built in an individual, you can expect anything to be said. And as I've indicated, in managing crisis of this situation, all you need to do is be patient, be tolerant, and avoid doing certain things that can worsen the crisis.
You describe the salaries that you received at the end of February as shocking news. You, as executives, didn't you know the kind of salaries that you were going to be giving to your members, you know, at the end of February?
What we really did was we educated our members about it and we got everybody to understand. But while we were doing this, we did not expect that when the salaries are released, the type of errors, the type of distortions that we have, we didn't expect that.
And not that you have a problem with the single spine itself.
It is the single spine that has led to these distortions and errors.
Where are the errors coming from? Fair wages or accountant general?
In fact, for me as a teacher, I cannot for now see clearly where the errors are coming from.
Meanwhile, the chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, has admitted that there were some problems with the salaries of teachers. He attributed the delay in the payment of salaries, which led to the problems, to some pressure on the commission. Mr. Graham said the anomalies and everything are being worked on and everything will be corrected by the end of this month.
The feedback getting to the commission indicates that there were indeed some anomalies, and that some who were even supposed to be on a certain level were not put on that level. Some were put on a lower level. We also have a few situations where people were supposed to put on a lower level but went on a higher level. These are the major feedback that is getting to me, and I think they are anomalies that we can quickly resolve and make sure that we can rectify all these things and get it properly done by March.
But you had a test run. Didn't you identify all these problems?
It is a test run that we have just gone through. As a matter of fact, we didn't have the time to go through the test run before it was paid, because the intention was that the test run was delaying, and we couldn't delay teachers' salaries any further, because the more you delay the salaries, the more people also suffer. So the decision was that, okay, let's go ahead and pay the single spine to them whilst we go through this test run. When we have completed going through the test run and all that, some of these anomalies would have been rectified. It's unfortunate that we bow to pressure to go ahead and pay, and we have to make such a mistake.
That decision to pay when the test run had not been done was a very bad one.
I will admit that, but for us, I think we thought that that in a way would cushion the teachers a little and then continue to delay the salaries any further.
Chief Executive of Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham.